Welcome to the freaking fantastic fantasy football podcast. We break down the ins and outs of each matchup to determine who will be a champion and the loser. Here are your hosts, Josh and Justin.
Welcome to the 4F podcast. I, of course, am your host, Justin Meadard, and I am back now with the one and the only Josh.
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Justin?
I'm good, man. We missed you. You've been out a few couple weeks.
No, apologies. Apologies on being out the last couple of weeks. On account of being out of the country for 1 week and then out of the state for the next. It's just been whirlwind of travel. But I'm back and better than ever. So thank you, John. Thank you, Matt, for filling in. While I was out, the podcasts were excellent. But I am glad to be back hosting with you, Mr. Minyard.
We missed you, but John,
yeah, I hear you.
Or the round, my rounds, I should say. Quarterfinals, right?
Yeah, we're going into the quarterfinals.
So, first game versus Dutch. And sadly.
You missed my commissioner's corner.
Oh, I thought you already both said it.
I know you haven't. You didn't even introduce it. I was just giving my intro. But
I'm finishing. Commissioner's corner.
All right. Commissioner's corner. Playoffs are here, and I'm not in them. Sad. But neither are two more teams because we're in the second week. And I have a would you rather for you, Mr. Minyard. Okay, would you rather be in the playoffs and get blown out in the first round? Or would you rather not make the playoffs at all?
It seems like a question, but I'm blown out in the playoffs because it kind of hurts a little more. But I'm thankful of the turnaround that I had like midseason to the end to get in the playoffs. So I'm glad, you know, my team kind of pulled together a little bit and they got the playoffs. So I guess I would take the first round blowout rather than not be in all, just at least I get a chance, but they both kind of suck.
Yeah, they both kind of suck, and I think you're right, right? Because you never know what could happen, right? 1 week your team could blow up, or 1 week your team you're playing could, you know, implode. So, you know, I think I'd rather be able to make it and at least give me the opportunity to make the playoffs, right? So you always want that chance to get in because anything can happen.
All you need is any one guy go big and you get a good shot to play, or get, I should say.
Yep. So yeah, I always rather prefer to be in the playoffs. But that was just interesting right. Thought. You know, it's like if Absolutely you knew you were going to get blown out in the first week, I'd still rather have the opportunity to be in playoffs than not.
Well, it's like I end up playing K-14 and the first round, so happened. But you didn't really know until like that Sunday night game of how things were going to go.
Yeah. And if you look at the constellations too, my team decided to have its best – one of its best weeks ever, you know, for a game that really doesn't matter, you know, in the first round.
On the bright side, no one was beating Justin Ray. So I guess I got to feel good about that.
That's true. That is true.
All right, let's get right into the quarterfinals results now. As I said, I faced Caleb again. It wasn't really a close game by any means. He had Josh Allen, I think, play that Saturday night, who got 43 points alone. So another MVP performance by him. And then you had Eckler and Kelsey, who rounded out the easy win for Caleb. Congrats, Caleb. Fields to me did pretty good. He had 27 points. But again, Taylor got hurt again, and Andrews didn't have Lamar, so he couldn't have a decent day. So my team just fell short again.
It's funny. Caleb, I was hanging out with him. We were up in North Carolina, and He was scared all day about Josh Allen playing in the snow game because they were saying like it was going to be, you know, 4 feet of snow again and it was going to be bad when the game started. But the snow held off till the end of the game and Josh Allen ended up having himself quite the game. So
I think he's just trying to be modest because if he was really nervous, he could have sat Josh Allen. Could have done me an early Christmas present and sat him, but he didn't, which is fine. You know, his team's got to go with what he feels. Because his backup quarterback was Dalton, who had a decent 18-point game. But, of course, you know, not Josh Allen, 43 points.
Yeah. So. Josh Allen won it for him, right? Because Josh Allen got 43 points, and the rest of his team, besides Kelsey, did pretty much nothing. So,
Josh Allen pretty much, like, half my team. Just in one spot.
Yeah, you try to pick up Zonovan Knight and, you know, go off of his big games, but Detroit shut him down.
I figured, if I had played other people, I still would have been, like, 2 or 4 points short, so it didn't matter who I played. But either way, you know, it's a hell of a season for me. You know, I was in my, like, draft night, and I have, like, virtually, like, no one but, like, 2 or 3 players since I drafted. Mm-hmm. So I had a lot of reshuffling to do. So even to come back and go in that 4-game win streak, get a last spot in the playoffs was, you know, I consider it a win for me for the season.
No, I think that was great. Your team kind of stepped up when it mattered at the end and just kind of got hot at the end. And my team just kind of fell apart. So
once I had a quarterback that played more than 2 weeks, I was in shape for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think my biggest mistake, if I could go back and redraft it, is I would take a quarterback early and not rely on Russell Wilson. Danger Russ himself.
I give you a whole speech about that. We won't go into that just yet.
Yeah, well, they call him Danger Russ because it's dangerous to draft him.
All right, Josh, you want to talk about the second game?
Sure. So Carson City Goobers, my team I've been pulling for all season, right? And not my team guy. He's been that all season. Put a whooping on Team Dafford, 173-126. He could have reached 200 points if he started Ramondre Stevenson. But AJ Brown comes up really big for him. And, you know, McCaffrey, number one pick overall, is living up to his spot, right? And he just keeps on trucking. Bradford tried to give him a good fight by, you know, picking up McKinnon, who got him some pretty decent points, but, you know, just team couldn't hold on.
Yeah, like, I thought about getting McKinnon, I hear about people wanting to play him, and they're playing in Houston, so I was like, oh, they're just going to run with Pacheco a lot. Like, McKinnon will get spots here and there, but I did not expect that kind of game that turned out against Houston where McKinnon was used quite often a lot because they were.
Yeah, it's crazy that Cincinnati's Kansas City's been kind of struggling the last few weeks, you know. Lost to Cincinnati and then barely beat Denver and then barely beat Houston. Now they go to Seattle. So, like, this is supposed to be, like, their easiest portion of their schedule, but
I feel like they're, struggling with, like, weaker teams, but, like, blowing out the big teams. Kind of weird.
Yeah. They put a hurting on San Francisco. They beat, you know, they lost to Buffalo, but they barely beat Tennessee. Jacksonville gave them a fight. The Chargers gave them a fight. The Rams, they didn't really give them much of a fight on the Rams, but everybody's beating the Rams nowadays.
Sure.
Yeah, enough talking about that. Let's move on. You know, Alex and John had the buys, so, you know, their scores really don't matter.
Yep, so now we have our setup for semifinals, which, of course, now will be the top 4 teams. CW Old Quebec versus Carson City Goobers, and Miami versus Rat City Clutch.
Man, that is the game of the year, I think, that CW Old Quebec versus Carson City Goobers. They're the teams that keep scoring, like, the highest points, you know, week out.
I feel like
out,
if you don't, like, get close to 180, you're not going to have a good shot.
Yeah. It's going to be – that's going to be quite the matchup, but it'll be a fun one to watch.
We're going to wait for that next week.
Well, so Carson City Goobers doesn't even have a kicker right now, so.
I'm sure he'll ponder that in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
So
both his running backs are.
Go ahead.
I said both his running backs are questionable. So.
Yeah, but I feel like everyone's kind of questionable this kind of year until game time starts anyway.
Yeah, and I always feel bad because I always pick against Alex, but I'm going to pull for my guy in Carson City. If you want to pick our games for the semifinals, I'll go see the I'll go Carson City Goobers versus Rack City Clutch. I think that'll be their finals. I think John losing Jalen Hurts hurts him so much because Hurts has been his guy all season, pulling him along when he had literally nobody else to play.
For sure.
So
I don't. But I just got a sneaky feeling that Alex will get another crack at the top spot.
Yeah, he's got Deshaun Watson playing quarterback, though.
Never know.
Yeah, he's not been good. I had him out. I picked him up in our league, but, like, not really doing much, you know.
Well, he's talented, but he hasn't played in 2 years, so he's still got a lot of rust going on.
Yeah, it's just tough to rely on Deshaun Watson in semifinals.
For sure.
Alex has been streaming quarterbacks all season, so maybe he's got something going for him.
Sorry. So we're going to a new segment for today. I call it Trade Back. There's only been two completed trades in this league this season, and I thought we'd kind of do a little review and how it worked out in the long run. Anyway, first trade was you, Josh, traded Rashad Bateman for Kirk Cousins to Bradford.
Mm-hmm.
Was that before or after you grabbed Tua? I don't remember.
It was the same week. I think I grabbed Kirk Cousins the same week I grabbed Tua. And I needed somebody for the bye week, so I traded Bateman for Cousins. And it turned out to be a good choice for me because I spot started Cousins last week, and he ended up giving me like 42 points. So,
yeah, I was about to say because after you traded for Tua, like the week after, he had those big like concussion games, so he was out for a few weeks.
Yeah, that's why I traded for Cousins.
So, I think it's a pretty good trade. Although, like, I don't think Bateman a whole lot, but you didn't know that at the time of the trade.
Oh, well, I didn't realize Bateman was going to get hurt and be out for the season. So, you know. That really stinks for a team for Bradford trading like a good backup quarterback for a receiver who thought was going to be good and then end up not doing anything. Excuse me.
I was trying to see. Yeah, I think he had Goff second half of the season anyway, so not like he really needed one. Or he had Lamar.
Yeah, when losing Lamar Jackson really hurt him. Lamar was awesome in the first half of the season, and then losing him at the closer to the end just really sucks for him.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's a pretty decent trade. I mean, it's definitely like a good worked out for a couple weeks, and then it kind of tailed off because after Tua was healthy, you used him more often, and then Bateman was done for the year. But overall, I mean, no real big disadvantage for anyone on that trade.
Yeah.
Now we're going to my trade, which I of course been pondering all season for. And it's kind of been a roller coaster ride, but I gave up Damian Pierce and CeeDee Lamb for Brian Robinson and Chris Godwin to Eric Prestige Worldwide.
I think you ended up dropping Brian Robinson, didn't you?
I did. I had my IR, and he was kind of – he finally came back, like, I think week 10, I want to say, or maybe like 9. And he had a couple of decent games, but I needed the roster spots, and he couldn't really – he was very touchdown dependent because they were still using Gibson, so I couldn't just really rely on him that I wanted to. So I did drop him, and then of course Eric picked him back up later here. So I think in the long run, Eric probably wins this trade. But Damian Pierce kind of rolled off the end of the season, and CeeDee Lamb was CeeDee Lamb. You know, I'm not gonna count that out. But I think Chris Godwin definitely saved me a couple of games too.
Yeah, Godwin's had some good games. He's literally been the one lone bright spot in the Tampa Bay offense.
Yeah, so I would probably say. Trade winner, I say Eric, probably 60-40.
Yeah, I kind of agree. You know, he had CeeDee Lamb and Damian Pierce, and CeeDee Lamb was producing for him, and Pierce was producing for him early. But then, like you were saying, like that Chris Godwin, you know, picking up Chris Godwin really helped So essentially, you traded CeeDee Lamb for Chris Godwin.
Pretty much. I would say if he didn't pick up Brian Robinson, it'd probably be closer to 50-50, but since he ended up with the same piece he traded away anyway, that's why he probably wins the trade a little more. But overall, I know, definitely a fair trade at the time because I was able to wait a little bit for those players that I needed. You know, he definitely needed people because Godwin was hurt, and then Brian Robinson still had a big injury from preseason.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd say 60-40. I would say Eric probably won that trade a little bit. But hey, I made the playoffs and Eric didn't, so I guess it's still flip of a coin.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to go to not my team, but we're going to do team awards as every end of the regular season sports league does. I figure we do three categories: MVP, best waiver pickup, and best draft overall. And we'll give our takes on those. Let's go with MVP. I, of course, am going to go with Josh Allen because he destroyed me 2 weeks in a row, but he destroyed everyone, so I'm not really too sad about it.
Yeah, Josh Allen's been really good for Caleb, backbone of his team. When Josh Allen had down weeks, Caleb's team lost, right? That's why Caleb's 9-5. So Josh Allen was really the number one player in his team. But I was looking at the fantasy list. Actually, Patrick Mahomes was the number one highest scoring player, but closely followed by Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts. So
I looked at that too, and I was basically judging like high scoring for the season factor, but I also want to look like who won you games. Because I mean, guys can have off nights, and you know that can kind of hurt your team a little bit. But who's been like the most consistent quarterback? And I think Josh Allen overall has just been, you know, lights out for Caleb.
Yeah, he's got one game where he had one game with 13 points, and that was week 11. The rest of the weeks have been above 20s, in the 30s, 40s every week. So,
and it was like off because I think Josh Allen did miss him one game. I think Kyrie Mahomes playing all the games, but nonetheless, like I just think probably Allen is just a monster, you know, for fantasy purposes.
Yep. No, Josh Allen could have been number one pick, and you would not miss that at all. Like, that would have been everybody's like, damn, if I could go back and redraft my draft, Josh Allen would be your number one
overall. I would trade Jonathan Taylor for Josh Allen in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think anybody would make that trade, but nobody would accept it.
All right, Josh, who's your pick for MVP?
So my pick for MVP, I had it up between two people. Josh Jacobs or Jalen Hurts.
Solid.
I think because Josh Jacobs has been really good for Alex, but you know, Alex has been able to win without Josh Jacobs, but I don't think John can win without Jalen Hurts. So I think I would pick Jalen Hurts for my MVP.
Solid.
Yeah. And now, as I said, I don't think John has a chance this week. You know, John's team could prove me wrong, right? I get proved wrong all the time. I'm not afraid to admit it, but I just don't think John's team has the firepower to handle Caleb's team with Josh Allen. So at least with Jalen Hurts, he had a shot without him. I don't think he's got any team. He's not. He doesn't stand a chance.
Losing Cup and Jalen Hurts really puts John in the hole this week.
Yeah. Yep. So that's my prediction.
For sure. No argument there. Our next category will be what best waiver pickup. And I'm definitely going to say waiver because we're doing the fab grab. Rather than just picking up someone randomly. But I'm going to go with Kenneth Walker III.
Yeah, he was a great pickup for me. I was very happy to maybe be able to dump some fab or get him.
I think he's the one guy probably this season I've regretted not putting more money on.
Yeah, well, that's right. This is the first year we've done fab, so, you know, everybody's kind of getting used to it. I was looking at that, too, and Justin Ray does not have – still has $100 from his fab, so he's not spent a cent. And he's going into the semifinals, so
– I say, he hasn't needed it. He's always been solid.
That's pretty amazing in my – I think. Justin's race team's been healthy all season. You know, one of his main star players got traded, and then I actually helped him tremendously. So,
or his guys been like hurt at the right time, they would just bench him and wait it out for a week or two.
Yeah, that's why I said Justin Ray's team, man. He's got the best all around team. He doesn't need to have people blow up because everybody on the team does good.
For sure, man. Who's your rule for best waiver pickup?
I went with Justin Fields.
Nice.
He was I saw you pick him. I put him some money for him just because I wanted to get him before anybody else did. And, you know, just he's single-handedly turned your team around, scoring 50 points, 40 points, 30 points, you know, weekly really helped you.
I'm trying to remember how much I paid for him. And there's McKenzie.
Yeah, sorry. I was pulling dad duty and dropping off some formula.
No worries. Just kind of going back a little bit here. I definitely want to know what I paid for him. I want to say it was like an overall amount because I think no one really trusts him at the moment.
Yeah, I think when he started having his good games, I think I still had Tua, and I was like, do I really need Justin Fields? I really needed him in my other league. I'm in a work league, and I really needed Justin Fields, and I put him in. My waiver priority wasn't good enough. He went to a team who didn't need a quarterback and still ended up getting him, so I was really upset about that.
Yeah, for sure. So can I look 1 second here?
Can we go back? Yeah.
I have to, like, really go, like, page by page. I can't filter it out on the Fab Grab.
Let's see. Fab offers. View all. Next 25.
Because I had Jared Goff for a while. He did good until they were starting to, like, fall off. And then.
Do you remember when you picked him up? Was it December or was it, like, November?
It was definitely early November or maybe late October.
You know what the dumbest, I think, waiver move for me was to drop. I dropped Zay Jones, and Jones picked him up, and he's been baller for him for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, definitely would help you out this last game because I was actually at the game at Dallas and Jacksonville.
Oh, you were? Man, I wish I was there. I was watching it on the way back from North Carolina, literally in my car. So,
yeah, my brother-in-law had gotten tickets before, and yeah, next one, his buddy couldn't go, so he asked me to go, and I was like, sure. Oh, I found it. So I dropped Daniel Jones because I thought he was going to have a good weekend. You know, got like 4 points for me. So I was a little pissed. But I put bet $22 for Justin Fields on November 2nd.
November 2nd, huh? So I don't think it shows you who else bid on it, but.
No, not at this point.
Yeah, it does the week of, but it doesn't show you.
But still, I mean, I think it's a pretty solid outcome for what I got for it.
No, absolutely. $22 is definitely worth it.
Go ahead.
No, I'm looking at all the different free agents going back then. It's kind of everybody's like picking up and dropping Trevor Lawrence. That's definitely worth it on that one. $22. Best $20, $22 you ever spent, right?
Of course. Because like you dropped like, you're almost in the 30s for Tua, weren't you?
You'd have to go way back to get him. But I think I paid like 26, I think is what I paid.
Okay, 26. So not too far. I know it's definitely obviously higher than everyone else, but I think I only dropped like maybe 10 or something when I bid for it.
I think somebody paid 22. Tried to pay 22, and I beat them with 26. So,
all right, let's go into our last category, which will be the. I think it's pretty obvious if we've talked before, but best draft overall. I of course have Alex Bird, CW callback, and you're picking Justin Ray, I believe.
Yeah, Carson City Goobers. I mentioned that he still has $100 in Fab. So if he wasn't having to pick up like the priority waivers and was just kind of filling in the gaps with some kickers and some. Defenses on bye weeks, you know, you must have had a really good base to your team with the draft. So, And that goes to show you they are in our semifinals right now, fighting for that championship spot. So,
of course. So I kind of have a little method for this answer for my category. I went back to the draft, and I basically looked at everyone's first three-round picks, and I just kind of stat that up. And there's only three teams that, one, were all majority healthy, and two, like, really contributed all the way down the season. That's, of course, was Kansas City Goobers. Yeah, McCaffrey, Nick Chubb, A.J. Brown. Caleb had Austin Eckler, Travis Kelce, and Josh Allen. And Alex had Justin Jefferson, Saquon Barkley, and Tyreek Hill. And I looked at that, and everyone has, like, people that were out or IR the whole season. Or, like, example, Eric had Kyle Pitts, who just didn't live up to the hype for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I had Dalvin Cook and Debo and DJ Moore, but he kind of got way up and down in Carolina. And we just kind of had off guys, or, like, Zach had Joe Mixon and Alvin Kamara, which is so it's a great 1-2 punch. But Keenan Allen was out half the year.
Yeah.
So those were the top three guys. And then I was like, okay, these top three stack, they've been majority healthy all season. Every one of them's had a huge game for their respective teams. And then I just kind of went down the line and I looked at Carson Goobers, who's been pretty good. But like Juju Smith's kind of up and down. Cortland Sutton, of course, whole team took a good major dive. I didn't love the A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith combo. But of course, when James Robinson got traded, he lost value. And Kyle Murray got hit last week of the season. That's kind of when I dropped him a little bit. And then I was going to say Caleb, but he had Mike Williams been out half the season. Kareem Hunt didn't do a whole lot this season. And of course, I changed Claypool, just really didn't help at all. Then you have Alex, who had those three. Josh Jacobs, which you could pick as the best pickup. No, you drafted him. Who did you pick, Josh? MVP. He was like your debating MVP.
Oh, Josh Allen's or Josh Jacobs or Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. So he was in the midst for you, at least, for MVP. Yeah, Kittle, which did all right as far as tight ends go. The one big blunder was Michael Thomas, who we never really played. But he had Tony Pollard, Christian Kirk, and he had Trevor Lawrence as a backup, who is a pretty good streamer. So ultimately, that's why I went with the Alex Bird, who had the best draft overall for the season.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs and Saquon have been his workhorse backs too this whole year. Like two people who were kind of counted, you know, everybody counted as out, and they have really shown up big for Alex this year.
Yep, and so you say you also have race team all top to bottom.
Well, I mean, I don't like that he's got AJ Brown and Devontae Smith.
Right.
His wide receivers are a little weak, but his running backs are super strong. He's got so many good running backs. He's got Stevenson on his bench. So
that's what helped him too. Is like he's had three great running backs, so it's definitely like two running backs and a good flex. So like he's really kind of overpowered. Just simple games from his wide receivers.
Yeah, and like I said, this week I did not trust Smith and Brown on there because if Gardner Minshew's playing, even though I love Minshew, some Minshew magic, I don't think he's going to be able to feed Brown and Smith to give him enough points to overcome Alex, especially with Taysom Hill and Justin Jefferson. Like, I mean, Alex's team is stacked. It's hard to come by that, even if Deshaun Watson only gives him like 12 points.
Well, we'll have to wait and see for next week.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting.
All right, Josh, you got anything else?
No, I think that's it. I just want to remind everybody we do have games Thursday night, games Saturday. Most of the games are on Saturday. We have three Sunday games for Christmas. And we have a Monday night game. So games are kind of all throughout the weekend. I just wanted to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. Hope everybody's enjoying time with their family. Has a wondrous holiday. And yeah, we'll be back together next week. And you know, sorry again, I missed all the weeks last week, but congratulations to the teams that made the playoffs, and congratulations to the teams that have continued on. I want to see some good games this weekend, so everybody get ready. Oh, and Matthew, we didn't talk about it, but I'm going to win the consolation bracket in the toilet bowl. I'm going to be the king of the toilet. So
that's a way to trash talk for sure.
Yeah. You better watch out. You right, better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Mac Attack.
Mac Attack coming to town.
Town. That's right.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next week and see who will be playing for the finals. And have a great, safe holidays. And take it easy out there.
Peace out, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye. You know, man.